It's birthday number 69 today for Yvonne Elliman, who reached number one of the charts back in 1978 with this one, If I Can't Have You, I Don't Want Nobody. Yeah, that one. Number one back in 1978. Did some work with Eric Clapton in her career as well. Yvonne Elliman turns 69 years old today. Happy birthday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Joined on the phone lines now by Jenny Beth Martin, president of Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund. Also working hard out in Georgia right now. Those Senate runoffs are around the corner. 1 week from today. Jenny Beth Martin, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, good morning. It's so good to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. There's a whole lot shaken down in Georgia, of course, with the runoffs 1 week away. Tell us the lay of the land. How do you see things 1 week from Election Day?
I think that we are still working very, very hard to get out the vote and to make sure that people understand the importance of this Senate election. I think they do, for the most part. They understand that this is not just about selecting senators who will represent the state of Georgia, but also making sure that there are guardrails to protect America and capitalism and the Constitution from a Joe Biden presidency. And it all comes down to Georgia. We all understand how important this is, and we just have to make sure people go vote. And that's what we've been working on and will continue to work on, even on New Year's Eve and beginning the day after New Year's Day.
Jenny Beth, do you think it's a package deal? Do you think it's either two Republicans win or two Democrats win? A split is unlikely. Do you think that's essentially how the votes will shake out?
Well, I think that the election will be very, very close. And when it is that close, it's possible that a handful of people split their ticket, and that is enough to wind up splitting the results. But overall, I do think that it's either going to be a Republican or a Democrat. That's what I would envision, but I don't have a crystal ball, so you just never know how these things go.
Jenny Beth Martin with us here on the Steve Gruber Show on Twitter at Jenny Beth M. We have more reports about what happened at this camp that Reverend Warnock oversaw. He was arrested for obstructing an investigation into what happened at that camp. Those charges later dropped. But this is not a story that has been covered at any of the major networks. You've got to work hard to find it at the Free Beacon. I think Fox did a story at it yesterday, too. But these are major allegations that 1 week from Election Day, generally you think would be race changers, but they can't be race changers if no one's going to cover them.
Yeah, that's true. It reminds you a lot of like what happened with Hunter Biden, but I think that the thing that's they're very major allegations. They're very concerning. It's how children were treated. And that is very, very concerning. And as somebody who's watched the ads happen in Georgia, the Democrat candidates have made a big deal about how the FBI talked to and maybe even investigated Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, but charges were never, ever brought against them. And this would be about the so-called insider trading as the pandemic was beginning. And I just sit there and think about how these ads have gone after Kelly Loeffler, and yet here's a man who actually was arrested. And yes, the charges were dropped, but she never was arrested. So there's real hypocrisy in the ads that have been created against Loeffler when realizing what happened at this camp. And there was a settlement at the camp, and it dealt with abuse of children. And that's very, very concerning to me, especially as a mom.
Jenny Beth Martin with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. David Perdue, Kelly Loeffler. Jenny Beth, you're down there in Georgia. What's the affirmative case for these two candidates? Why do they deserve more time in the Senate?
Well, they deserve more time in the Senate because they stand up for the Constitution. And over the next 4 years, and especially the next 2 years, we need people who are willing to stand for the Constitution, which will mean being against the Green New Deal and being against single-payer socialized health care and against changing the tax cuts from President Trump and increasing taxes. And we need people who understand the economy and understand how to grow the economy so that we're all getting a piece of a larger pie, not a piece of a smaller pie. And these two people know how to do that. They are pro-life. They will stand for life. They are going to vote for judges who affirm the Constitution. I suppose most people, well, all judges affirm the Constitution. They're going to be voting for judges who look at the original intent of the Constitution and don't try to make laws from the bench. And those are the kind of senators that we need.
Important for Georgia voters to understand, and for the rest of us too, who might be able to lend a hand. These are not just individual votes against those policies you ran down. Because the control of the Senate is at stake here. And if Chuck Schumer becomes Senate Majority Leader, that changes the agenda, it changes the judges, it changes everything. So these aren't just individual Senate votes we're talking about here. We're talking about control of the Senate, which is a much, much bigger deal.
It changes what can be brought to the floor to even be voted on in the United States Senate. And that is a very big deal. If the Democrats have control, they're going to get rid of the filibuster so the minority in the Senate will no longer have a voice. And right now, for over 100 years, maybe the entire time of our Constitution, the minority has had a voice because of the filibuster. And so there are advantages to having the majority. There are technical advantages to having the majority in addition to individual bills where it makes a difference. But the majority leader oftentimes is the one who is determining what goes to the floor of the Senate and what does not go to the floor of the Senate. And that means they sometimes don't even have to take a vote because the bill is never even coming to the floor.
Yeah. Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, president of Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund, working hard in Georgia. Good luck this last week. We'll be watching from up here in Michigan.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. At Jenny Beth M on Twitter is where to find Jenny Beth Martin, working in Georgia on the Senate runoff races. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Education news, some new data. Public school enrollment dipping and a new executive order from the president could have some changes on schools. School choice. Tell you about that next. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Holiday season is here, and Grilla Grills is in the giving mood. Grilla Grills is giving away free gifts with every pellet or Kamado grill purchased during December while supplies last. Go to GrillaGrills.com to get the best gifts for the grill master in your life. Don't worry about the cold weather. Our double wall insulation will make sure you can grill and smoke all winter long. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893 That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.